dormiré una siesta.
Y a tu amor de esposa le mentiré. Nosotros inventamos, hey. Nosotros compramos, ganamos batallas, hey. Y también marchamos, hey. Tú lloras de nada y te quejas de todo, para cuando a veces nos emborrachamos. Corazones rojos,
corazones rojos,
corazones fuertes.
Hey, mujer.
Queremos ver
lavando ropa, pensando en él,
con las manos sarmentosas
y la entrepierna bien jugosa.
Ten cuidado de lo que piensas, hay un alguien sobre ti. Seguirá esta historia, seguirá este orden, porque Dios así lo quiso, porque Dios también es hombre.
Hey, mujer.
Y no me digas nada a mí.
Testing. Hey, you're listening to WMC Radio. I'm Madeline here with the Black Explosion News, the Aftershock Live. Joining me is our co-host, Corey Perry.
Hi, everyone.
I'm your co-host, Madeline Seck, the engagement editor of the Black Explosion and a broadcast reporter at UMD. I cover from everything from news to pop culture. And what do you cover, Corey?
For the Black Explosion, I was a freelancer, and also for her campus, I'm a freelancer and copy editor.
Period. Okay, so before we get started, we have a quick PSA.
Maryland Farmers Market can be found weekly at Taz Plaza. There are an abundance of producer-only vendors and a cooking demonstration, with free samples hosted every week at noon. You can find everything from fresh bread, locally grown produce, popcorn, to lip balm, and local animal products. The market runs every Wednesday, rain or shine, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. during the spring season from April to May and fall season from August to November.
Okay, to start off again, I am the engagement editor for the Black Explosion. The Black Explosion was founded in 1970 by a student named Patricia Wheeler. We are the only Black voice for students here on campus at the University of Maryland, but not limited to Black voices. We cover from everything from protests, clubs, events, and news, even background.
This week on campus, reported by Mallory Storm, UMPD is introducing a new four-legged member to its team. Sammy, a 2-year-old Golden Retriever Labrador mix, was brought in as a facility dog to help support student mental health and engagement across campus. He'll be out and about, interacting with students at events and in everyday campus settings. He was trained through Canine Companions, a nonprofit that prepares service and facility dogs to work with a wide range of people, including those with disabilities. UMD says Sammy knows more than 40 compounds and his commands and is trained to respond in high-stress situations, even providing calming physical contact similar to a weighted blanket. Students may start seeing Sammy around McKeldin Mall, at the Stamp Student Union, or even at large campus events. UMD says his presence is all about making students feel more comfortable reaching out for support. So, if you see a dog in a blue vest walking around campus, that's Sammy, UMD's newest resource for student wellness.
UMD, Black Explosion is now transitioning into their leadership. Former editor-in-chief for the 2025 to 2006 Nina Wilson has reflected on her journey joining as a staff writer in 2024 with no experience leading a paper. During her time as EIC, she launched a weekly newsletter, created merchandise, and helped move the publication under Maryland Media, bringing new resources like a newsroom and a budget and staff pay. So shout out to Nina Wilson if you're listening in. You did amazing work. Her turn ends and Wilson will transition into a layout editor focusing on future print projects, and she is now also the assistant engagement editor, so she's going to produce a lot of cool content, especially like shout out to her for launching the new radio show. This paper will now lead into our incoming editor-in-chief, Zach Dilio, as a new Black Explosion, and as we look ahead for his next chapter with the paper. Coming up, we'll have a quick transition with SZA, Say It Like That, before our next news article.
We'll be right back. we're back.
So, speaking of Nina Wilson, she had an exclusive interview with U.S. Representing Senator of Maryland, Senator Angela Alsobrooks. Senator Alsobrooks is co-teaching a spring course called What's Leadership Got to Do With It, alongside Government and Politics Department's chair, Antoine Banks. It's the first time an active U.S. senator has taught a class at the university. This course meets weekly and features guest speakers from a range of fields, including Senator Cory Booker, Representative Jamie Raskin, and Baltimore Ravens President Sashi Brown. Students say the class offers a rare behind-the-scenes look at leadership, with opportunities to ask questions and connect directly with high-profile figures. Some say hearing personal stories from leaders helps humanize people that they usually only see on TV. Also, Brick says her goal is to inspire students to stay engaged in their communities and consider leadership roles in the future. So thank you, Senator Alsobrooks, and thank you, Nina, for bringing us the story.
All right, let's transition into our interviews for today. It's just us in the studio, so let's just get the time to know each other and, like, learn about each other's experience. Cory, tell us a little bit about you and, like, what you're involved in and, like, more about your student involvement.
Lord, okay. Let's see. One thing about me, when I started at UMD, it was more of like a, oh, I have to do this work just to do it. And then I started actually kind of falling in love with being a media professional, falling in love with journalism, which came really, really late for me, which sucks, but it's perfectly fine. So I got involved, as you may know, Maddie, with MABJ, and now I'm currently sitting as the historian for the 2025, 2026? Yeah. My dates are all messed up, guys. But yeah, being an MABJ has been amazing with Maddie as my president and Nina as my vice pres. It's been wonderful to work with our e-board and to host different events, meet different people who are media professionals in the field. And yeah, it was even beyond like the panels and events we've had a lot of fun, like e-board events, and we painted at the beginning of last
semester. Yes, that was really cute.
That was amazing.
Team bonding.
I still have my painting of the tree.
Actually, I put it in my mom's classroom. My mom works for the county, so that yeah. So like every time I have artwork, she teaches a ninth grader. So every time we put it in her classroom. So that's really fun. And tell me about, you were involved about like a launch of a new organization, like an organization on campus. Tell us a little bit about that and where they are at now.
My organization?
Yes.
In the Salon.
Yes.
Well, In the Salon started off, actually, my friend Keyshawn Brown, shout out Keyshawn, he began the organization's brother org In the Shop. And it's basically catered towards men of color, speaking about their experiences, having a safe place. And Keyshawn came to me and a few others and said, I want there to be a sister organization, like, we should make it happen. And then kind of born from there, really. We've hosted a bunch of different events, really fun events. We've done a lot of promotional posts just emphasizing safety and health and wellness among Black women, women of color in general, on UMD's campus, and as general tips for beyond UMD's campus. Right now, everybody is so super busy, so we've been on hold. I'm hoping that they pick it up next semester as I am graduating, and our other co-president, Jelena, who is also the president of CSA, is graduating. So I'm very excited to see where In the Salon goes. I'm very excited to see all the different organizations that cater to students of color on this campus to create safe spaces for them and to help them with their social, emotional, academic, spiritual, etc., etc. It's been really fun being a co-president. I started off as the public relations liaison, so when I started that, I didn't really know how to do that, so I caught myself DMing at least 200 people, come to our first meeting, and it was a great turnout last year. But yeah, definitely not going to be DMing 200 people separately again anytime soon. I think I might just send like a mass message, but that's perfectly fine. And yeah, we made it like really pink and girly, and all the posts, I loved making all the posts, they were so
cool. They are super cute.
Like, This one was my favorite, the Girl Talk one, the first Girl Talk we did. This was really super cute.
Yeah. So if you guys want to learn more about In the Salon and In the Shop, In the Salon is an org by and for women of color, but not limited to. It's committed to providing a safe space to grow academically, social, and emotionally. And they grow together. And then In the Shop is a UND-affiliated organization dedicated to the betterment of young men in color. And they have GBMs every Tuesdays from 5:30 to 6:30. You can find them at In the Shop at UMD on Instagram and In the Salon UMD on Instagram.
Yes.
All right, so we're going to have a quick transition, Brown Sugar. To a little advice session because we're both seniors, so it's also like just trying to figure out like finding jobs and how to like balance school and work, especially like kind of transition, making that transition from in college to in and out. So what do you like to do to give yourself in the mindset to balance out everything out for yourself?
So the person that I am the biggest procrastinator you have ever met. It's actually insane. And a lot of times, and I was one of these people that was like, oh, I work well under pressure. You don't work well under pressure, Corey. You work well under pressure because pressure's all you got around you. So definitely giving myself the space and the time to do things, starting as soon as possible. You know, one thing in journalism that Professor Brown says, Jenny Brown, I love Jenny Brown, but she was talking about how a good way to write a story, specifically feature stories, is to write immediately after observing a scene.
Yeah.
And I think that's true for kind of general life as well. You need to start things as soon as you can. One thing that I like to do, especially with my schoolwork, is
to set my deadlines in my calendar a day before they're actually due.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of like psych myself like, oh my gosh, I'm like, whole time I'm early. Like, that's so great. But yeah, Maddie, how do you balance school and extracurriculars? And also, don't you have a job?
I do. I'm not going to say like I'm the best person to look at for like balancing my time. I'm very busy and go, go, go. So my
Maddie is superwoman. She does everything.
I would say for me, I think the best, because of my schedule can be so hectic, I think the best thing I have to do is think about how to avoid burnout.
Mm-hmm.
And when my days are super long, so I like to come to campus because I like the environment. I'm a commuter student, so I like to come to student campus and enjoy the environment and get work done throughout the day. Honestly, during my breaks, to be honest, because that's the only time I have free time. And then when I go home, I do like to separate my work life from my school life. So, like, when I'm home, that is my clocking out time. Like,
yep.
Because, like, I don't want to, like, my bed is just, like my leisure, like, when I go to my room, like, that's my leisure time, and I kind of want to be able to enjoy that. So just separating, having that work-life balance is important. I do get up, like, pretty early, and I think that's important for me to, I'm not, like, a morning person, but
I'm like a midday.
Sometimes I force myself to get up, and I feel like, honestly, like, you have to build that routine for yourself. It is worth it to get up in the morning, because I love, like, having that time to myself in the morning to, like, get ready, put on my makeup, go get breakfast in the morning, treat myself to a coffee, and then I feel more productive in the day.
Sorry.
I love me a good coffee in the morning.
A nice iced coffee. Yes. With vanilla bean syrup.
Bro, and I will spend my money, too.
Yeah.
Do that. I do work. I work on my, I have a weekend job on the weekend. I have a retail weekend job. So that does take a lot of my time. But if I need to on a Saturday or Friday, I will take off to go out. Also just having time to go out with friends and having fun is important. So that's what I would say.
You gotta take time for yourself. I mean, like, this day and age, everything moving so fast. Everything's happening everywhere. And it's just like, you have to come back at some point during the day and ground yourself and center yourself. If you need to cry, you gotta cry.
Yeah.
I've been crying
a lot lately,
and it's been amazing. You see how big my smile is right now? Like, I have, you definitely, like, if you let yourself get to that point, like, it's gonna be a lot harder to, like, go up the mountain, but, you know, the only way to go is up. And I let myself get to that point where I was just so overwhelmed, so stressed with everything I had to do. Because, again, I am the biggest procrastinator you will ever meet.
Honestly.
And I am learning that at my age, it is very, very, very easy and better for me to break these habits now than if I was, say, 30, 35, 40. And still trying to break these habits. But let yourself cry. Let yourself scream. Some days, or like, you take a day after you do all your work and you just rot.
Yeah,
sometimes you
I love
to,
me a good bed rot session.
I love.
Oh, please.
trust me, I love a bed rot. It's bad.
Yeah,
that's what I was doing during that snow week. Just
oh my god, girl. Yeah, it was much deserved, especially like that transition between like fall semester and then winter semester, winter break. That is like the time that I really enjoy winter breaks. I'm not gonna hold you. I love winter breaks.
Working it during winter breaks.
I work too.
I'll work like double.
But I think that it's really important for this topic, because as Black women, we're just advised to, or just we have the expectation that we have to hustle and hustle and can work without feeling the pain, and I think that is just a common misconception about us, and I think that it's okay to feel it's okay to feel and just let your mind just, like, recover from a week, especially because the expectations are so high.
Exactly.
I can
feel the pain.
Yeah, especially being at a PWI, like, you have to know how to find a place that you can be yourself. In these, like during these times and during being able to work a lot. So how do you find yourself seeking space, safe spaces on campus?
Honestly? Well, it goes back to the crying thing. First start, sometimes you gotta have a good cry, you know? And then what I've been trying to do recently, because I realized, like what you said earlier, like your bed is your bed. I'll do anything in my room, but I'm trying to separate the space for myself to just rest and just be, and the spaces where I need to be productive. So if I'm doing work, I'll try to go to a different room, or like the study room in my apartment, or go to the library, whatever else. Sometimes, I won't lie, I'll be like walking home from class and I'll have my headphones in and I'm playing my playlist, obviously. Yeah. My music is so good. Oh my gosh.
Send me your playlist. Like,
I will.
I feel like you have good music rap.
Thank you. But I'll listen to my playlist and I'm walking home and I'm like, I may just like walk around my building a few times before going in, because I just need to be by myself and be in my zone for a second. That's one of my big things, like just walking and listening to music. It really helps me clear my head. I'll think about any and everything. And it doesn't matter, because I'm in my own little world for a bit. One thing that I love doing to kind of rest and relax is doing my makeup before an event. So, like, giving myself time to go through the whole process. Again, listen to music, because I love my music. I love my speaker. My speaker has seen every single, like, oh my gosh. Every single cry, laugh, scream, yell, every single thing. But taking time and realizing that the world is not, like, you don't have to race against time. You have time. There's 24 hours in a day. And slowing down, because that's where you, like, you can't be rushing all the time. That's how your nervous system gets all messed up. So really just remembering that I have time and I have the space and ability to kind of take that time and use it the way I see fit. Before I need to kind of be productive and all that other stuff. So really, I'm not gonna lie, my spaces to center myself are real. It's not like physical places, really.
Yeah,
it's more of like states of myself.
Yeah,
like my music and my makeup and my picking. Well,
do what
no.
makes you happy.
Picking an outfit is really stressful for me. But
okay, the music that doesn't and the makeup, make that doesn't
yeah.
mean
well, not like a good kind of stress, like a ooh, like you know
what I do? I make like a Pinterest board of like every my favorite. Like I kind of like more
I have
stage.
Pinterest board. I think like four. Actually. I'm not gonna lie.
It depends on the occasion. But yeah. Like depending on what I say, like I can kind of like see how my style like looks like. Just by the more I save. So that's actually like,
I have to
really fun.
Think of a vibe. I'll be like, I need like summer 2006, 5:56 p.m. I just got an icy. Like, and then I'll base my outfit. Like, it makes sense in my head. Maybe not to everybody, but I just have to like think of like trigger words and I'll be like, okay, I need this.
The vibes.
This. Yes.
The vibe. What's the vibe for today? Yes, and Corey is a fashion girly.
Not today. I'm wearing old sweatpants, a tank top, and actually, I thrifted this. It's cute.
Thrifted.
But my fur boots that I wore the first episode, it was fun. Oh, we are matching today with our fur boots.
Oh, yay.
We're sisters with the fur boots.
Period. Okay. We will transition into our next topic, but first, a song by Miss Erica Badu. Fun fact, I did see Miss Erica at Capital One.
Oh, I'm jealous.
About 2 years ago with my mommy. Super fun.
My best assignment that I've ever submitted was an Erica Badu profile for Professor Deneen Brown.
That is
the
amazing.
Best. That's the best one ever.
So we are back. You have two news and journalism majors in the studio. I guess a little bit of background about more what I do in journalism. I'm a broadcast reporter, so CNS, I report for CNS TV. And we have a live newscast. We have a live newscast Tuesdays and Thursdays. I did my first live shot at Capitol Hill yesterday.
Yay!
So that was really fun. That was one of my biggest dreams. And my next goal is going to be in Annapolis to get go live or report in there. Mm-hmm. So we have a lot of freshmen oftentimes kind of ask us questions on how do you get more involved within journalism. What is our biggest advice for that? Or even if you're not, even if you want to freelance or if you're interested in some form of the media, you know?
I think it's really just, at least for me, talking to people.
Yeah.
Finding out what you can about people. That's such an important part of journalism. Getting information, having conversations with people. It doesn't have to be hi, my name is da-da-da. It doesn't have to be a whole job interview at the beginning. You can really just talk to people, especially in the Philip Merrill College of Journalism. I feel like everybody, which I want to preface this by saying I was such a scaredy cat my first few
years
here.
No, I think everyone is.
I don't want to talk to anybody because I really just actively started getting involved 2 years ago. But everybody at Merrill is so kind.
Yes.
Everybody's so kind. Everybody's willing to help, especially professors. They're all mainly seasoned journalists. They're in the game. They know what it's like to be a 20-something-year-old not knowing what you're doing. So really just talking to people, finding out what other people are involved in, I won't say you have to be the most active on. You don't have to be Mrs. Maryland or Mr. Maryland. You can go to a few events that you see on campus. One good thing that I don't see a lot of people doing, but people need to start doing, is looking at the poster boards that they have around campus or around Philip Merrill, and just kind of seeing what events you can do, what publications you can get involved in. That's how I did it for my CLIPS assignments for 320. Now, 320 is known as the weed out class.
Yes.
And it's very scary once you first start, but it's a really, I can't say you should take it. You have to take it as a journalist. But, no, it's very important class. And you get to if you haven't started already, you get to really start your journey into writing and reporting as an active field reporter. We have so many different publications on campus, too. We have Diamondback. We have Black Explosion, obviously. We have Her Campus. We have Mitzpah. We have
The Story Beneath the Shells.
Yes, I was going to say something.
Her
I was
campus.
Is it beyond or under or behind? I always forget.
There's a lot.
There's
so Latina,
many.
Amazing writers and reporters that we, and I'm just to name a few.
Yeah.
Also, if you're interested in more of the non-print route, more of the broadcast route, we have, of course, CNS, which is our capstone. They also have TSC, which is Terrapin Sports Center, if you're more of a sports bro or girly, you know.
Poor person.
Yeah. WMC, you can also host live radio shows, so I think that's really a great opportunity to get involved. Or just start your own. Lots of people create your own podcast, and this is just content creation in general. I don't see why you can just pick up your camera or pick up your phone and just start creating content. And again, we're just journalists are just content creators with editors.
Somebody saw on Pinterest that somebody made a post that was journalism is just organized gossip.
And organized gossip.
That kind of ate.
Yes. So how do you find out, also I would say another thing that you could do when starting off with reporting, I think this is a really good way to find sources, is just do MOSs, which stands for Man on the Street. The Black Explosion does like to go to SORC because the Black community does like to hang around SORC. So I feel getting to know the Black community, just meeting new people and just asking them about are you excited for Art Attack or something like that?
Yeah.
Which is that shout out, Fetty Wap is
I'm
so excited to see 1738.
Is that our next song? I think that should be our next song.
But no, I'm so excited to see him. My best friend met him at Tulsa Moments.
That's crazy. Oh my god!
Like, randomly after school one day, he was just there. I'm so excited. But yeah, really, Man on the Street interviews are great. I've done a couple, and not only are you doing it to the journalism aspect, but just really focusing on your speaking skills and mm-hmm. your people skills. Like, it's such an important part of journalism to be able to go out and speak to people, really get those follow-ups, get beyond the surface of what their yes or no may be, or their oh, this is my answer may be. Like, it's such an important part of journalism. It's such an important part of being a student and kind of learning more about yourself and learning about the things that you want to do. Another thing I'd really, really like to talk about is finding your beat.
Yeah.
Back to 320, you have a specific beat that you report on for the entirety of the class, for your assignments and everything, but it doesn't necessarily have to be like a location. It can be, where'd the thing go?
Be a location, it could be it could be just like a topic if you're covering government a lot. Yeah.
Culture.
Yeah, so I would say I personally love, I can pick up a news story and get that in. But my passion, I would say, would be arts and culture. I love it. I love coming to like fashion shows. I did Enrage. I went to DC Fashion Week. New York Fashion Week is on the bucket list. The Met Gala, I already have a date saved. That is a national holiday for me. Prepared to get sick of me on the Met Gala. That is something like, find something that you get excited over. Or even if it's something that people might be like, that's weird. Make it fun. Make it you.
Yeah, and it's such, I think, because back to Denise Brown, you know I love Denise Brown. But it's something that she said in class, and she says it a lot, that journalists are forever students. And that is such a correct statement. It's such a true statement. Your beat doesn't have to be your beat forever. Like, you can switch. Whatever you're interested in that you feel like you could accurately and effectively speak to people about and on, like Maddie said, I'm big into arts and culture as well, fashion and stuff like that. I think I could potentially switch pretty easily, depending on how in-depth my research and everything is. But really, finding the things that you like is a great way to start, and then pivot those to kind of newsworthy things is really important. And then again, back to the whole talking to people about what they care about, what they're interested in, what's been going on in their communities. My capstone this year is covering overlooked communities, and it's not what I expected going in, but I've learned so much about the particular place we've been reporting on. And it's such a interesting way when you go out and talk to people, when you're looking for your beat, that things that you find that you never knew before, that suddenly you're thrown into these worlds and you get to kind of explore them by yourself and really get to understand how the inner workings of everything is. And I think being a journalism major has really helped me grow as a person, because you're interacting with so many different people and so much information all the time. It's just like, you're a very well-rounded person.
Yeah.
Sorry, y'all. You know I like to yap. I don't even remember the question. What was it? 2 + 2 = 4? LOL.
What is this? 2 + 2? What is this? We were not cursing on the show, but you guys know what we're trying to say.
Corey, your line was, I like journalism.
But I feel like another thing is, like, freshmen need to, like, figure out, like, how to start off. And I think the foundational part of your just, like, being able to create content in general is knowing how to write. Yes. In general. you want to be able to, like, script out what you want to say, even if it's non-scripted, being able to come up with an outline, at least, of what you're going to cover, how you're going to do it, and make notes for yourself. So
many notes.
Yes.
So many notes. You need so many notes.
Again.
Your recordings are not enough. You need notes. You need notes. You need follow-up. You need follow-up notes. You need follow-up notes.
And then, I guess, also, like, what internships have you done?
I'm looking for them.
We're looking.
The most recent one I applied to was the Essence Magazine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, that's amazing. That's like a dream.
If this comes true, if this dream comes
true,
I'll
be relocate to New York
for the summer, which would be so scary. But, you know. Not that scary. It's only 4 hours away. Like, 3-4 hours away.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's not, like, across the country or across the world. But, yeah. Wishing on that.
I wish you the best of luck, girly.
Thank you.
I previously interned. I was a social media marketing intern, so did engagement for Six Flags America. Sadly,
ooh,
they're closed. It was really fun.
Rest in peace to Six Flags.
Yes.
I actually have never been.
You've never been to Six Flags?
Like,
okay, we need
coasters
to change that. There's Six
Flags.
Six Flags, New Jersey is also is a thing.
No, that's okay.
There's also, I also interned at Did Print for the Afro 2 summers ago, which is the African American newspapers in Baltimore, Maryland. Based in Baltimore, Maryland, and they have they cover everything from Baltimore, D.C., and Maryland as well. So that was really exposure to print and learning AP style. And now I'm looking for broadcast internships because I do want to be on air reporter. That's the goal. Or producer. Ooh. I feel like that's pretty fun too.
I don't know why the idea of like broadcaster being on the air used to scare me so much, and now here I am doing it.
Look at
a live
you.
Radio show.
Yeah.
I think I just like to hear myself talk. and just talk about random things. But I like talking to everybody listening. Hey, guys. Second time on the air. Feeling kind of nervy. But,
And then lastly, we would also, like, give a tips for networking as well.
Yes.
And again, I guess it goes back to involvement. Whether you're a journalism major, you're listening in, and you're, like, a business major or mm-hmm. a comm major or any major, even STEM, the biggest advice that I have is, like, to join like a professional organization that could mm-hmm. be as from a national chapter or even a fraternity that does the professional. Like, I'm pretty sure there's like, you know, Black Business Association, there's mm-hmm. Black Law Association, and correct me if I'm wrong with the different organizations, but there's TERPS and STEM. Like, there's different organizations that within the Black community that you can join that helps
so
you within your major directly. And I think those are really important to be a part of, because then you'll be able to have a network within current students being able to help each other out. And also, mm-hmm. like, there'll be events where there'll be alumni will come and also give their advice to you or just help you about the way along the way.
Yeah.
Many of these professional organizations, a lot of our students in Maryland Association of Black Journalists, they got jobs because of our network.
We do have a pretty big network.
Yeah.
Actually. I would also say kind of do your own research on people. Even mm-hmm. like sometimes going out and just talking to random people, you never know who you're going to meet. So doing your research, even if it's like through LinkedIn, or if you find somebody on the faculty or staff website for a specific department, you can reach out and be like, hey, I saw you did this in high school. I see you're doing this as a professional right now. Like, can we talk about it? Can we go get coffee? Stuff like that. Don't be afraid to talk to people. People love to talk about themselves. People love to help other people, especially young people on this campus who are kind of confused about things. Like, you know, these professionals, these faculty, these professors, they've been where you have been. A lot of them have. And we have so many wonderful professors here that are trying to help you. And even if you're not a part of their class or the department, I think reaching out to them could be worthwhile. The worst that somebody can say to you is no. And then guess what? You pivot, because the world doesn't stop just because one person said no. You know how many people are in the world? So many. Billions. Like, it's crazy. So, really just go out, be
I was about to say, my scholarship, we have this thing called being squishy. Shout out to Marilyn Thomas. But basically being squishy just means getting out of your comfort zone. And actually this girl reached out to me on LinkedIn a few weeks ago, or a few days ago actually, and she was just asking kind of about college life on UMD's campus. She actually just committed to UMD, so I'm very excited for Emily.
That's amazing.
But she was asking, she just reached out and asked. She was like, I saw that you go to UMD. I saw that you're a journalism student. Like, I'd love to talk to you about a few things. I was like, girl, literally, like, text me whenever you want. Message me whenever you want. Because why would I say no? Like, some people will say no. Some people will decline a comment, or they'll tell you they don't want to talk about things, and that's okay, because there's other people in that field that will be able to talk to you and will be willing and excited to talk to you. So really just find people out, do your research. Also, I would suggest looking into different kind of looking into different organizations that may not also be tied to UMD's campus. I know we have the I forgot the name, but there's different resources provided for a lot of different departments, so looking into the people there, seeing if you can get involved there, seeing if you can volunteer, or looking for fellowships or scholarships and stuff like that. I know when I started in my scholarship, I was like this scared little freshman. I didn't know what was going on, and I have grown so much with the people I've met. And even if there's not a lot of people who may be in journalism in my scholarship or may not be in a specific department, I know I can always talk to them and connect to them, and then it can connect with somebody else. And just use the resources that you have provided to you. Use the resources that you can find. Especially on UMD's campus, there are so many resources for students. Journalism students specifically, utilize your professors, utilize Karen Denny, utilize those posters that I was talking about on the cork boards earlier. Ask questions, be curious. The worst somebody can say is no, honestly. And if they say no, what do?
Keep you going.
Turn and you look for something else. You keep going. Wow, I should be an inspirational speaker.
You should. Well, thank you so much, Corey, for your advice. And
for my yap session. Sorry, guys.
Well, yeah, but we loved it.
You know what? Thanks, guys. I really appreciate it.
Well, that's all we have for you guys today. Thank you guys for listening to the Black Explosion Aftershock live show. If you want to see us more, follow us on Instagram at BENewsUMD, or check us up at our website, blackexplosionnews.com. If you like our news recaps and interviews, make sure to tune back in next Wednesday at 1 p.m. And in honor of Art Attack, we're going to go back to Fetty Wap.
I'm crying.
Look, baby girl, you're so damn fine though. I'm trying to know if I can hit it from behind though. I'm sipping on you like some fine wine though. And when it's over, I press rewind though. Hey, you talking bands, girl, I got it. Benjamin's all in my pocket. I traded in my truths for some robbers. You playing Batman, Fendi's gonna rob her. Ay, I got a Glock in my Rari. Ay, 17 shots from 38. Ay, I got a Glock in my Rari. I got a Glock in my Rari. Ay, 17 shots from 38. I got a Glock in my Rari. 17 shots from 38.
Like, yeah, she's mine. Wonder when she'll be mine. She walked past like friends. Rewind to see that ass one more time. And I got this soda. Ruby boys ain't no rocks. All past money, no soapbox. No one can control us.
Tell me what you see. Is it money or it's me? I'm 20, smell of. I got honeys in my V. Big like Monty, can you be my baby daddy? I'm like, yeah. I got robins on my jeans. You see the wings on every pair. All you see is Remy boys. You know my zug in everywhere. And if somebody got a problem, come, we could meet up anywhere. Now go say some, don't you play dumb. You know where we came from. You don't want sauce, no A1.
Yeah, she's fine. Wonder when she'll be mine. She walked past Cypress, rewind to see that ass one more time. I got the soda. Ruby boys, they know us. All fast money, no slow bucks. No fucking control us.
Hey, she a cutie and she fine. Made me wanna make a mind. She ain't nothing like them bamboos. Like it, we can swerve, we can light and stain the purple. Pluck it out the window. We can play and press rewind. Got her singing every time. Take a hike, no for me, girlfriend. Got my city looking rude. I ain't Diddy, I ain't alone, but I think I need a girlfriend. She feeling great as I'm talking to her. She a Remy girl, so I'm gon' pursue her. I bought a lot of loud, lot of Rem to sip on. $1,000 when I get my tip on. I'm off her. But fatty rich, she said that's all her. Got her with the happy feel, I'm about to spoil her. Got her with the happy feel, I'm about to spoil her. Oh my.
Yeah, she's fine. Wonder when she'll be mine. She walked past Cypress, rewind to see that ass one more time. I got the soda. Ruby boys, they know us. All fast money, no slow bucks. No one can control us.
This is the 1400 hours a year you waste on your phone. With Purdue Global, you can turn that time into a degree.
Nikki on the track.
Aye. Yeah, baby. Baby, won't you come my way? Got something I want. Can I keep you on my way? But first off, I'ma start by saying this. Aye, all headshots, anything you can take my. Aye, and I'm too turned when I shoot, swear I won't miss. Aye, make baby, won't you come my way? Baby, won't you come my way? Baby, this is something you. I swear my shoe don't sink. Ayy, and he mad as hell. Big Sue up while she sings. Ayy, and he mad as hell. Big Sue up in her dreams. Ayy, when he mad as hell. When they scream for me. Ayy, Big Sue up with these should be. Ayy, baby, won't you come my way? Got something I want to say. Can I keep you on? I'ma start by saying this. Aye, all headshots, anything you can take my. Aye, and I'm too drunk when I shoot, swear I won't miss. Aye, but baby, won't you come my way? Baby, won't you come my way?
Baby girl, you aye. Can stay the night till the morn. All this ice on my arm. What you like, what you want, and I might put you on. Can't you see? And I rock 17. All these knots in my jeans. Me.